Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
Here we are lurching towards the autumn. Who said a week is a long time in politics? Well, it certainly seemed to be a couple of weeks ago in France and in the UK. One ambassador, one deputy prime minister in one country, and a prime minister in another have all fallen on their swords. Not to forget the boss of a well-known chocolate and baby food conglomerate. But for the rest of us, it's been the start of a new scholastic year. In the UK, it's a time when some parents spend a fortune on school uniforms, but it's a custom that still works well. All children dressed the same means less one-upmanship. In France, children are kitted out with huge backpacks to carry all their textbooks for the rentrée, like little snails carrying their homes on their backs. And in Germany, schools celebrate the new scholastic intake with a big party for the entire family, grandparents included, and all dressed up to the nines. And they all turn up with strange bouquets wrapped in tissue paper, which seems a rather lovely thing to do. In the Gers this weekend, we celebrate European Heritage Days from Friday to Sunday. You can go to the Jardin Corsiana, for example, the English country garden in the Gers, entry €7.30. Or go on a candlelit tour of Hôtel de Mille in Condom, or a special service of the Church de la Motte in Cazeneuve, a bike ride along the Baïse near the Abbey de Flaron, or visit the Church of La Roque-sur-Osse. Altogether, there are 51 events, so do look up European Heritage Days. These are opportunities to visit places you might not have done, and they're becoming very popular in cities worldwide. But you might also like to go to Florence on Friday night to catch a young singer-songwriter who is a native of Florence. Céline Aviani is her name, and in the modern way, she's established her presence on YouTube. Her video Squeezy has had more than 15 million views. Her latest single, Ça va danser, has already had 700,000 views. How long would it have taken Edith Piaf to become viral, one wonders? Céline, with her unique voice and powerful songs, works a lot with the Cabrel family. Her EP I is the first chapter of a story featured in her upcoming album, which tells her story from where she began and where she is now, addressing some crucial social themes such as childhood and youth, immigration, trauma, and bullying. And she will be appearing at the Meridional Theatre in Florence at 9 o'clock on Friday. Entry ticket €13.50. The autumn is, of course, the time for art festivals and film festivals. We've just had Venice and London in 2 weeks. And one film that's attracting a lot of attention is Sentimental Value, and it's bilingual, Norwegian and English, which is becoming the rage, becoming truly global. Do you remember the film Anatomy of a Fall? Well, that had three languages in it. So in the original, you will hear Norwegian with UK subtitles, and then, of course, English. Try to see it in the original version, even if there are all sorts of subtitles, both French and in English. Director Joachim Trier introduces us to two adult sisters who confront their conflicted feelings when their absentee father, a once famous director, comes back into their lives, wanting to make a film about his late wife and assuage his bad conscience, no doubt. At the same time, he wants to reignite his career. He offers a role to his daughter, who is an actress, but she refuses, suggesting instead an American actress. Enter Elle Fanning. The film is described as a comedy, rather in the way that Chekhov, author of some pretty bleak plays, called them comedies. It stars Stellan Skarsgård, one of the silver screen's hottest older stars, now that Terence Stamp is no longer with us and Robert Redford isn't appearing anymore. The film also features Renate Rensve, who starred in Trier's Worst Person in the World a couple of years ago, a truly believable young actor of today. And it also features, so do look out for it, and there'll be more films to talk about.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais
in weeks to come.
www.dfm930.com